And in verse 1 it says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying of hands, and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. This will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You again this morning for Your goodness and Your grace. And what a privilege to be back in my pulpit, Lord. Thank You for Your journey mercy, bringing me back. Lord, we pray that Thy Spirit would accompany Your holy word, that Your word might go out effectually and in power, that You speak to the hearts of those that name the name of Christ, and even those that are outside Christ this morning, that, Lord, that the message this morning with a fearful and solemn subject of apostasy would warn our hearts and sober us in our walk before Christ, and those that are lost would press them and compel them to enter into the kingdom of our great God. And so, Lord, add to the preaching and teaching of Your word this morning. We need Your assistance. We need Your help. May Thy Spirit condescend in our midst. For Thy name's sake we ask. Amen. Please be seated. We continue from our study in our Sunday school that we began about 3 weeks ago on the subject of apostasy. The title to my sermon is Not One Step Back, Apostasy and Its Awful Consequences. This is not an easy message to preach because of its contents, yea, because of its consequences. Nonetheless, we must preach the whole counsel of call, the whole counsel of God, as Paul would declare in Acts 20. Preaching on apostasy is a solemn and sobering warning to nominal Christianity that permeates in our day in many churches. Many church pews are filled with mere professors who are still dead in trespasses and sins. And so the Word of God addresses many subjects. And in this case, the Word of God addresses the subject of apostasy with such clarity, with such certainty, and in fearful warning, so that none are without excuse. So, this will be a fearful and solemn message. And it's not a message that I enjoy preaching, but nonetheless, I must be faithful to your souls. And therefore, we shall deal with this subject and not just slip it under the carpet as many preachers do. Now, we came to this fearful and terrifying topic because of the news we heard a few weeks ago regarding ex-pastor Bruce Gerenzer and what he posted on the internet site called Debunking Christianity. What I am about to share with you this morning has been made public domain. Therefore, I believe, at liberty to share this. My attack is not to slander or to attack Bruce Gerenzer, which I personally know him, for I preached in his church in Ohio years ago. But it is his own words, by his own words, that he attacks the Word of God. He attacks Christianity, yea, attacks the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. By His own words, He renounces the Bible, He renounces Christianity, He renounces His faith in Christ. I will quote Him in some areas of my sermon, only to make application. Listen to these fearful words. Quote, all told, I was a preacher for 33 years. I pastored churches for 25 of those 33 years. I entered the ministry as a fundamentalist independent Baptist. I believe the King James Bible was the inerrant, inspired, infallible, perfect work of God. I believe my calling in life was to win as many souls as possible and to build a church up for the glory of God. I left the ministry as a tired, worn out, abused preacher. I've come to the conclusion that the Bible, as great of a book as it is not the inerrant, inspired Word of God. At best, the Bible is a spiritual guide and a book of mythical stories written by men thousands of years ago. It is not a book that is overly relevant to the world that we live in today. The stories make for great reading, but they offer little practical wisdom for moderns in the 21st century. Since I do not believe the Bible to be the Word of God, and I no longer embrace the beliefs and teachings of Christianity or of the Christian faith, I am no longer a Christian. My deconversion came at the moment where I finally admitted to myself that I no longer believe the Bible to be the Word of God. These days, I call myself an agnostic. I do not know if God exists or not. Unquote. And these words, as I said, you can find them in the internet site, Debunking Christianity by Bruce Grenzer. By his own testimony, he willingly and knowingly renounces God, renounces the Bible, renounces the Christian faith, which makes him an apostate. This is the definition of an apostate, of which the Bible so clearly identifies. In 1 John 2:19 it says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt continue with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest